WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merrymaids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merrymaids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A tow truck driver is accused of shooting a person during an attempted vehicle repossession in Bryan yesterday afternoon. This was in the 300 block of Ellinger, south of Villa Maria, between College and Welburn. Police report the unidentified man who was shot is in critical condition at St. Joseph Regional Health Center. The tow truck driver, who has a concealed handgun license, told investigators he fired multiple shots after the owner of the vehicle assaulted him with his hands and a long wooden handle. The name of the driver was not released, but police report he works for Mars Wrecker Service. He received minor injuries that did not require medical attention. Bryan police continue to investigate the deaths of two people struck and killed by a truck yesterday morning. Officer Kelly McEthan says 45-year-old Glenn Crawford of Bryan and 25-year-old Shayna Sanders of Oklahoma, who has ties to Bryan, were walking in the center of the outside lane on 21 near Maple.
It was raining pretty heavily around 4:45. It was, you know, the roadways were wet. There was a glare on the roadways, and it's also a dark area along that highway. So it, you know, greatly diminished the visibility for the driver of that truck.
There are no sidewalks where Crawford and Sanders were hit, and the roadway was blocked for almost 4 hours. It's been more than 3 years since four men were accused of an armed robbery at a Bryan convenience store, where the store clerk shot one of the suspects.
A Brazos County District Court jury this week sentenced the man who was hit by the store clerk's gunfire. 22-year-old Kenthony Jackson was ordered to serve 23 years in prison. The Brennan man who had entered a guilty plea was hit in the torso and left arm. Prosecutors told the jury the August 2010 holdup at Prince Food Mart on Coulter took place 8 days after Jackson was placed on probation. And while he was out on bond, he was arrested 7 times. A second co-defendant, 25-year-old Travis Harris of Somerville, scheduled for sentencing next week after he entered a guilty plea 4 months ago. The third participant, 22-year-old Willie Washington of Bryan, entered a plea agreement 2 years ago and was sentenced to 15 years. And 23-year-old Ricky Jackson Jr. of Houston has yet to go on trial. A Madison County District Court jury has convicted and sentenced a Madisonville woman for operating a prostitution and human trafficking ring. The Texas Attorney General's office says 33-year-old Jennifer Kelly was sentenced to 15 years. Investigators discovered the victims included a 17-year-old who had worked out of Kelly's mobile home since she was 14. The College Station School District's in the process of terminating a grounds and maintenance employee who was arrested this week. Two sheriff's deputies broke up a meeting at the maintenance and operations building behind the central office. 23-year-old Brianna Grimes of Bryan was arrested on warrants related to 8 vehicle burglaries from 2009 and a misdemeanor theft from 2 years ago. And the deputies also found methamphetamine, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Democrats controlling the Senate want to avoid future showdowns over the so-called debt ceiling. They're proposing to give the president authority to authorize additional federal borrowing unless Congress can muster veto-proof margins to block him. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan considers it a big gimmick.
So that members of Congress don't have to vote explicitly to raise the debt ceiling. They did this once before. Well, they'll put a provision in law that says that the president has the right to raise the debt ceiling unilaterally up to a certain date or up to a certain amount, unless Congress passes a resolution to veto it. Well, the president, they did that in this last bill that passed a couple weeks ago when the government was reopened, and this is one of the reasons I voted no.
Supporters say the idea is to prevent future battles over increasing the nation's borrowing cap. What can you make in 3 weeks using up to 500 pounds of scrap metal? You can see the results of the Downtown Bryan Association's first Monumental Contest this evening inside the Queen Theater.
Without giving too much away, we've got birds of a feather flock together. We have bend over backwards for the Queen, snail's pace, knee-jerk reaction. We were so impressed, and we were amazed at some of these sculptures. There had been a lot of work, a lot of thought into them, and I think people are going to be really interested to see what people have come up, what these artists and welders have come up with.
Executive Director Sandy Ferris says some of the sculptures will be auctioned in December as a fundraiser for the Queen. And there's a groundbreaking Sunday for a monument dedicated to local service members who died or were killed in Vietnam. President of Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 957, Mike Sutherland, says at 2:30 in front of Claremont's library, there will be patriotic speeches, the Pledge of Allegiance, and the revealing of a wooden mock-up of the eventual monument.
We found 43 names of people that were killed or died in Vietnam that have some relationship to the seven-county area around Brazos County. We're going to have an engraved monument. It's going to have the history of Vietnam. It's going to have the names by county of each person.
He says they're including soldiers from the Brazos, Burleson, Grimes, Leon, Madison, Robertson, and Washington counties. For a complete list of the included names, visit our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time's 8:11. It's 55 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Marymaids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Ags! During football season, let Marymaids help you get ready for your weekend guests. Marymaids is America's number one residential cleaning service and has been voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. They're committed to cleaning your house like it was their own. A thorough, customized cleaning from a team you can trust, guaranteed. Your entire house will be spotless, and then you can relax and enjoy the game yourself. Call Marymaids at 595-1111. That's 595-1111. Marymaids. Relax. It's done.
The Centers for Disease Control encourages everyone to have their cholesterol levels checked annually. 71 million Americans have high cholesterol, which is uncontrolled and leads to heart attacks. For healthy lifestyle changes that can help, eat a healthy diet, including lowering your fat intake and increasing your fiber intake. Exercise regularly, even 15 minutes a day, can make a difference. Stop smoking and maintain a healthy weight. Hi, I'm Jennifer Burnett, and this Healthy Minute is brought to you by Guardian Healthcare, proudly serving Texans in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. Guardian Healthcare has been nationally recognized 4 years in a row as the Home Care Elite, awarded to the top home health agencies in the U.S. Guardian Healthcare's local team of licensed professionals provides skilled nursing and therapy services in the comfort of your home. To find a Guardian Healthcare location nearest you, visit guardmyhealth.com. Remember, it's your health, it's your decision. Choose Guardian Healthcare.
Hi, I'm Mac Brown. As football coaches, we may be rivals on the field, but we're all on the same team for children through CASA.
We want to win on the field, but too many of our kids are losing at home because of abuse and neglect.
What's at stake is a whole lot more important than a football game.
Become a CASA and help a foster child win by finding a safe, permanent home.
Join the team. Make a difference in a child's life and your own. Go to becomeacasa.org.
Sponsored by Texas CASA.
Science shocked by male DNA in female brain and Adam's rib. God said, man said.com. God on the amazing secrets of olive oil and long life. Should your baby be circumcised? God said, man said.com. Geologists record what happened the day Jesus died. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction? God said, man said.com. Which Bible, which religion? Is America a Christian nation? It's on the web. God said, man said.com.
This November, Messina Hoff presents Wine Dining Luxury. November 9th at Messina Hoff, enjoy new vintages, live music, an art exhibit unveiling, and a five-course gourmet meal. Call 778-WINE to make reservations. 778-WINE.
814 Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Call Charles Culbert, 775-2-WAY. Wow, it was supposed to work. And it didn't. What was that?
Hit the button harder.
Percussive maintenance?
Yes.
Let me see here. All right, let's try this again. Let's do this. And go over here. It's just like Scott was never gone.
Yeah, exactly.
The pressure's
like going
to remain anchored over the region, that high pressure system responsible for all the sunshine, which we're going to be seeing today. We've been able to get the area of low pressure out of the region that brought all the rain to the state the last 36 to 48 hours. With that sun today, it'll be comfortable, 75, clear tonight, 50. More sun tomorrow, 66 to 71. Tomorrow night, clear, 40 to 45. It'll be sunny on Sunday and 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You look like you were trying to stifle a laugh over there, Jay Sokol.
Well, I was, because of the little dancing going on during one of those commercials.
Is that what it was? Yeah, it's just kind of some romantic music in the background there. Yeah. So, you know, speaking to romance. So.
That's right.
And speaking of romance, we have a municipal court judge, Ed Spillane, here.
Do we ever?
They go hand in hand, of course. Mm-hmm. So, Judge, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good, good. Warrant amnesty time once again?
Next week will be our final week of warrant amnesty, which is a nice time at municipal court, because if you have a warrant or if you're wondering if you have a warrant, you can look at our website and look up to see whether you have a warrant. Come to our court, take care of it, and then we'll waive the $50 warrant fee, and most importantly, you won't be arrested.
Because after that, the unpleasantness begins, correct?
Right. Starting November 9th through the 17th, chances are if you didn't come in during the warrant amnesty and you have a warrant, you'll be arrested.
And that wouldn't, you know, nobody wants that.
No, it's always an embarrassing and very memorable event.
Memorable.
Yes.
You can get
That's
your,
what I've heard.
You can
I
get
see
your picture
him.
Taken.
And you can put it on your Facebook timeline.
Right. Right next to the picture of your baby.
Right.
That's right. There are booking photos online.
All right. The way it works, I mean, this is for certain offenses, correct?
These are Class C misdemeanor offenses, which a lot of people think that a traffic ticket isn't criminal. But in Texas, most traffic tickets are criminal. So if you get a traffic ticket, also includes public intoxication, driving under the influence, disorderly conduct, noise. But they're all Class C misdemeanor tickets, and the county courts, the JP courts, are participating as well.
Glad to hear that, most definitely. And anything else going on at the municipal court?
Well, that's the main thing, except November 17th on a Saturday afternoon at Bryan Municipal Court, College Station and Bryan, we're participating in a traffic safety fair where we will invite kids, families, come by, get free hot dogs, games, prizes, and learn a little bit about traffic safety, and the law enforcement will be involved as well.
Very good.
And you have a staff member who got some recognition recently.
That's right. Ashley Milkowski. Easy for me to say. Mm-hmm. She just received the, she was nominated by the Texas Courts Clerks Association as a Clerk of the Year, and she won that award for her hard work, and she does a great job.
Pretty fantastic.
Yeah, definitely.
Those are folks who don't always get the spotlight or the public recognition, but...
She's always in a good mood and does a great job of customer service and working with people, and very knowledgeable. The clerks have to know a lot and keep the judge in line, too.
Well, and not everybody's happy coming into municipal court.
So I can't imagine.
There's a certain art to that, I would think.
There is.
Anything else going on with the city? So you can take one broadcasting hat off and put your public communications hat on.
Well, I could tell you that some plans are being finalized for Christmas at the Creek, which happens at Wolfpen Creek Park.
You know, it's funny. My daughter asked if they were going to do that again this year.
Yes, so. We are doing that again.
Good.
So the schedule of events is at cstx.gov/Christmas. And for those who grew up going to Central Park and seeing the light displays there, the lights will go on November 28th, and they will be on through January 1st. So
good.
If you enjoy looking at the Tower of Power, as they call the big Christmas tree there, that'll still be on. You can still drive through, walk through, and have a good time.
Excellent.
Yep.
Excellent. All right. Do we have the Nielsen overnights on how all the Halloween movies went?
I think they went spectacularly on the 30th and the 31st, and actually there was a bonus day of today. Those movies are still going because we had to duck out for a few hours for a special city council workshop.
Oh, so you're making up for lost time.
That's right. So bonus content, if you enjoyed those really cheesy old movies with Lon Chaney Jr. and Bela Lugosi
exactly.
and that sort of thing from 1920 all the way to 1964, they are on your Suddenlink Channel 19 or streamed live at cstx.gov.
Excellent. Excellent. Judge, always good to see you. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
818 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time for the Dow Jones Report.
Big day in the Motor City. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. We are hearing data from the auto industry today. Chrysler kicked things off reporting that U.S. sales rose 11% in October when compared to the same month in 2012. Jeep Grand Cherokee led the way with a 20% bump, while Ram pickup trucks jumped 18%. Now that Infosys is paying the piper for violating immigration laws, the feds are going after others that might be up to the same thing. Meantime, whistleblower Jay Palmer is set to receive up to a quarter of the $34 million fine paid by Infosys, a reward for the help he provided the government. No amount of makeup can cover up the mess at Avon. The cosmetics company divulged that the penalties the feds are seeking for the long-running bribery probe will be much larger than expected. Shares of Avon plummeted 22% yesterday. European markets were lower following U.S. indexes. Asian markets were mixed. The Nikkei down almost 1%, but NASDAQ and S&P 500 futures are higher. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
Get it started. I sell shoes online, so if our IT system isn't up and running, neither are we. That's why I love the new Services Center at OfficeMax. They picked the perfect IT support plan for us. Experts on call 24/7, maintenance, troubleshooting, the works. They've got my back, and I got your feet.
Save 50% now when you sign up for 3 months of premium or platinum on-call tech support, including McAfee virus protection, at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Details in-store or at officemax.com/services.
It isn't easy to build stuff and look good doing it. Building stuff takes sweat and dirt and grease and even fire. Things that don't go well with Ascots and Pashminas. Fortunately, there's the 2014 Tundra. Of course, it's got its legendary dependability, but now it's completely redesigned with rugged looks and top-shelf interior. There's tons of new technology, too, like the available M-Tune system, Bluetooth, and standard backup camera. Hard not to look good while you're listening to your favorite tunes, talking hands-free, and parking the boat trailer like a boss. And if the standard Tundra wasn't handsome enough, they've got the special edition, Tundra Platinum Edition, and the even more over-the-top 1794 edition. Nothing this tough ever looked this good. So get to your local Toyota dealer today and see what all the fuss is about. Lease a new 2014 Tundra Double Cab V8 for only $309 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states, ends 11/4/13.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. He is Jay Sokol. I'm Chase Murphy. We're filling in for Scott DeLucia yesterday and today. Not tomorrow, though.
No.
Tomorrow's game day.
Yes, it is.
Late kickoff.
Yes, it is.
Lots of time for tailgating, which is always fun. It might even be because, you know, we've already said the weather forecast is supposed to drop down to the 40s tomorrow night. Tomorrow night might be a good time. You could tailgate with a nice pot of beanless chili.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Beanless, yogurtless chili.
Y'all are a mess.
You started it.
Not going to give me a rest with that.
Something along those lines. But
I just want to say I'm a woman, and who generally cooks better between women and men?
Men for saying. A tailgate party.
Well,
I think it depends on what you're cooking. How about we leave it at that?
Okay.
All right. Detente.
You coward.
Well, but there are always ways to improve perhaps your tailgate.
If you wanted to, you could make it a green tailgate.
And after all, who among us does not want to make it a green tailgate?
If you go with the recommendations from earth911.com.
Which is bookmarked on my website.
Oh, really?
Now you're a coward and a liar.
Yeah.
They give 8 handy tips for making a green tailgate.
Green.
Oh, please give us some of these tips.
So consider these. Number one, carpool to the game.
Oh, and don't we all do that? No.
Number two, choose.
You might. A lot of people need carpool after the game.
And there's a phone number for that.
Right.
Number two, choose locally grown or prepared or organically farmed food with the least amount of packaging.
All right. Because after all, that makes all the difference for your fajitas.
Right. Yeah, that organic sausage.
Right.
Number three, get a keg instead of multi-packs of beer and fill it with organic beer if you can.
So they're encouraging keg stands?
Well, you know, at least that way you get fantastic pictures of keg stands.
There you go.
To go on your Facebook page.
Oh, so do you paint the keg green?
Why not?
Well, that's excessive.
No, you wouldn't do it here because, you know, there aren't a lot of green teams in the SEC, but you don't want to make it look like you're not pulling for the right team.
No, they painted John Deere green. Number four, use a propane grill because the Environmental Impact Assessment Review finds that charcoal uses much more CO2, almost 3 times more than propane.
So it's okay to use up, you know, all the dead dinosaurs. That doesn't affect our environment?
Ordinarily, I would say natural gas is the cleanest burning alternative in such a situation. But the idea that you could possibly get natural gas at a tailgate is probably a long shot at best.
Such a shill.
Think about how it would affect the flavor.
In terms of flavor, I must heartily endorse charcoal under these circumstances.
But Earth911.com
does not, correct. Obviously.
So, number five, use reusable tableware, or at least make sure the disposable kind is biodegradable.
Give me a break. You're going to use actual silverware for a tailgate?
You could use, you know, wooden chopsticks or something. That's biodegradable.
Well, yes, but if you're having that kind of tailgate party, it wouldn't be terribly fun.
No, I don't think so.
I was going to say, what kind of tailgate party serves, you know?
Whoever heard of wooden forks and knives?
General Tso's chicken at the tailgate today.
They probably got filet mignon at that tailgate party.
You know what? When I have my meatless chili tailgate party with oysters on the half shell, I'm going to invite you, and it's going to be fun. We'll just wait and see. Okay.
Yes, we will.
Someday, if A&M ever plays Baylor again.
Well, you may be waiting longer.
Chase,
how about that?
Chase and I are very busy on game day and may not make it.
If you're too busy for my party.
Maybe waiting a while, Kat. So.
Number six, use the stadium recycling bins.
Have you ever seen a stadium recycling bin?
Oh, sure. Brassus Family Recycling.
Yeah, there's a lot of them out there.
Okay.
Or, number seven, set up a recycling bin in your trunk to bring it back to your own home.
Wait. First I'm going to use real silverware, and now I'm going to recycle garbage in the trunk of my car? I don't think so.
And finally, number eight, hit up thrift stores or get crafty with what you have for spirit wear instead of buying something new.
Now, how often do you men get crafty? I'm just curious.
Well, you never know, but you're not going to get the latest, greatest Adidas polo shirt at a thrift shop.
No, you know,
the officially licensed gear of Texas A&M Athletics.
You get a nice big fur coat that smells like cigarettes.
Mm.
Gosh, who wouldn't want that?
Stop paying those expensive repair bills on your old, worn-out air conditioner. Seegert one-hour heating and AC can replace your old unit with a new, energy-efficient model and give you up to $2,500 trade-in. Plus, Seegert one-hour heating and AC technicians show up when you expect them. 1 hour is always on time, or you don't pay a dime. The $2,500 trade-in offer is only available for a limited time. Call now, 776-3750. That's 776-3750. Or click Seegert. OneHour.com.
The Medal of Honor is our nation's highest military accolade. In a spellbinding theatrical tour de force, Stephen Lang stars in Beyond Glory, a tale of eight American heroes, all Medal of Honor recipients. Witness the soldiers' riveting journeys through World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. Presented by MSC Opus Wednesday, November 6th in Rudder Theater. Series sponsored by Sterling Auto Group, First Victoria National Bank, Debbie and Chuck Robertson, and Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate. For tickets, call 845-1234.
News Talk 1620.
The Aggie Report is next.
For 20 years, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup has been recognizing the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division,
men's and women's sports.
Each year, this award has remained the crowning achievement in college athletics, honoring the extraordinary efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, on Twitter at LS Directors Cup, or online. Two decades of excellence. The Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M is at home tomorrow night at Kyle Field against the Miners of UTEP. The game will kick at 8:10. The broadcast on this radio station will start at 7 o'clock. A reminder for those of you driving into the Bryan College Station Market for the game, you can hear our Fan Zone show starting at 5 o'clock. It runs right up until the broadcast at 7, and that's on our flagship station of WTAW, 1620 AM. This was to be the return of former Texas A&M quarterback Jameel Showers. However, it was announced that he has suffered a separated shoulder and will not have an opportunity to play against his old teammates at Kyle then on Saturday night. He had a 128.40 efficiency rating and connected on 107 of 188 passes with four picks, and that's a percentage of 56.9, had thrown for 1,263 yards, but again, will not play in the game tomorrow night there at Kyle. All right, the broadcast at 7 tomorrow evening. We'll talk to you then. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
Hi, I'm Mac Brown. As football coaches, we may be rivals on the field, but we're all on the same team for children through CASA.
We want to win on the field, but too many of our kids are losing at home because of abuse and neglect.
What's at stake is a whole lot more important than a football game.
Become a CASA and help a foster child win by finding a safe, permanent home.
Join the team. Make a difference in a child's life and your own. Go to becomeacasa.org.
Sponsored by Texas CASA.
Varsity Ford will crush the competition this football season with the winningest selection of tailgating trucks during the Built Ford Tough sales event. Get up to $13,000 off select 2013 Ford F-150s in stock. You heard right. Get in the game with up to $13,000 off select in-stock 2013 F-150s. Hurry in for the best selection and drive away in a truck tough enough for tailgating during the Built Ford Tough sales event. Varsity Ford, where there's no gimmicks, no games, just real deals for real people.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Broadcasting in HD, 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A section of Highway 21 with no sidewalks was where a man and woman walking on the roadway during yesterday's storms were struck and killed. Ryan police investigators say an eastbound truck was driving in the inside lane. Officer Kelly McKeithen says heavy rain and darkness greatly affected visibility, and there's no evidence that the driver was impaired by alcohol or drugs.
Typically, any type of fatality accident that we do have, we always look for that factor, but it usually takes a while to determine if that was a factor. We do not suspect it with the driver at this time.
The couple who was killed were identified as 45-year-old Glenn Crawford of Bryan and 25-year-old Shayna Sanders of Oklahoma, who also has ties to Bryan. Bryan police are investigating a shooting involving a vehicle repossession. The man who was shot is in critical condition at St. Joseph Regional Health Center. Investigators say a tow truck driver from Mars Wrecker Service has a concealed handgun license. The driver told detectives he was assaulted by the vehicle owner. Then he drew his gun, and after the owner kept approaching, the driver fired multiple shots. No names have been released. The driver received minor injuries that did not require medical attention. The shooting took place yesterday afternoon in the 300 block of Ellinger between Welburn and College and south of Villa Maria. A Bryan woman arrested for violating terms of her court agreement on 9 misdemeanor charges got into more trouble when she was found by sheriff's deputies.
23-year-old Brianna Grimes told deputies she knew there were warrants related to prior convictions for 8 vehicle burglaries and the misdemeanor theft, but added she was set up. Grimes, who was in a meeting of College Station School District grounds and maintenance employees, was also arrested for possessing methamphetamine, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. CSISD officials say they're moving towards termination. From Brazos County District Court, there's been a third conviction out of 4 men charged with an August 2010 armed robbery of a Bryan convenience store. A jury sentenced 22-year-old Kenthony Jackson of Brenham to 23 years in prison. An employee at Prince Food Mart on Coulter shot Jackson in the torso and left arm. Prosecutors say the robbery was 8 days after Jackson was placed on probation, and while out on bond, he had 7 additional arrests. Awaiting trial is 23-year-old Ricky Jackson Jr. of Houston. 2 others entered guilty pleas. 22-year-old Willie Washington of Bryan was sentenced to 15 years, while 25-year-old Travis Harris of Somerville scheduled for sentencing next week. And a Madisonville woman's off to prison after she was found guilty of running a human trafficking and prostitution ring out of her mobile home. A Madison County District Court jury sentenced 33-year-old Jennifer Kelly to 15 years. The Texas Attorney General's office says Kelly charged both parties a fee, and she kept some of the victim's proceeds. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This Sunday, 43 Vietnam War casualties with Brazos Valley ties will be honored at the groundbreaking for a new monument. President of Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 957 Mike Sutherland says the wooden mock-up of a future monument will include Vietnam War history and service members' names.
It's a lot different from the one in Veterans Park because that's a replica of a helicopter, which I was a helicopter pilot. I'm glad to see that. But this is a way to remember the individuals from this area, so their relatives later on, grandkids and nieces, nephews and all that later on can see their name in writing in a prominent place.
The ceremony will be 2:30 in front of the Claremont's Library with patriotic speeches, the national anthem, and at least 50 family members of those honored. At WTAW.com, you can see the list of names. There are 9 entries in the first ever Monumental Sculpture Contest sponsored by the Downtown Bryan Association. Executive Director Sandy Ferris says you can see them tonight as a part of First Friday activities.
I would like to describe some of them, but I won't do them justice. That you really need to come see these. They will be inside the Queen Theater. We welcome people to come in and look at them, and if you like them well enough to actually take one home with you, in December we will have an event, our first fundraiser for the Queen this year, and some of those sculptures will be auctioned at that event.
Individuals and groups used up to 500 pounds of scrap metal to create their sculptures. And the fight continues in Washington to extend the deadline for individuals to apply for Obamacare. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says it's something that is needed whether the president likes it or not.
He kind of needs the relief because they're under siege because of all the lies they've told and the way this thing has been such an abject failure on the rollout.
Flores says the good news comes from Democrats who are supporting an extension.
We've had a number of them start calling for delays in the individual mandate, and my hope is by the time we get to the end of to the middle of December, when Congress breaks for recess, that we can have delayed it for at least a year.
Flores puts the chances of that happening at 50-50. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 57 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Business owners, do you have used equipment and materials taking up space that you'd like to sell quickly for cash? I'm Lance Swigert, Vice President of Swico Auctions. Locally owned, we sell literally everything from heavy equipment to staplers for businesses looking to turn unwanted items into money. If you need it gone now, we'll come to your place, gather all the information, and sell it. Or list it yourself. See how it works at swicoauctions.com. SWICOauctions.com. Texas License 15939.
Enjoy live music and dancing to the Latino rock of Del Castillo, Friday, November 15th, benefiting Voices for Children at the Grand Stafford Theater in downtown Bryan, with generous underwriting by Fred Davis of Davis & Davis Lawyers. Doors open at 6, and tickets are available at GrandStaffordTheater.com. Come early for Latin dance lessons provided by Susan's Ballroom Dance, then dance the night away at the Voices for Children benefit concert featuring Del Castillo, Friday, November 15th. Get tickets at GrandStaffordTheater.com. Additional support provided by Coffee Corner and Denise Bermudez.
Join News Talk 1620 WTAW for the most complete and immediate election night coverage in the Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Prosperity Bank. We'll start comprehensive coverage live from the Brazos Center, starting when the polls close after 7 p.m. We'll keep you informed until the final results are in. Election night coverage Tuesday, November 5th, starting at 7 p.m., is sponsored by Prosperity Bank. Real bankers, not just a bank. Prosperity Bank, member FDIC. Only on News Talk 1620, WTAW, and online at WTAW.com.
'Tis the season to place your business ad in the upcoming Christmas issue of Brazos Family Magazine. Learn ways to have the kids help make those seasonal treats. Discover the latest in holiday wear for children. And Brazos Family's Christmas issue is your guide to hundreds of seasonal events that are fun for the whole family. For information about advertising in the holiday edition of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595.
You know, he just spoke of himself in third person.
He did. That was Sam Jones talking about...
Calling Sam Jones.
Calling Sam Jones.
Just thought I'd point
out. He didn't even say, call me Sam Jones.
Yeah, well, people don't know who he is necessarily.
Call me Sam Jones?
You know, that's a Blondie song.
Call me? No, that's just call me. She doesn't say, call me Sam Jones.
that was the call her Sam Jones.
That was the remix.
All right, we got to do a little weather.
Okay, quick weather forecast, which is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. When someone moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird at BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure is going to remain anchored over the region. That high pressure system responsible for all the sunshine, which we're going to be seeing today. We've been able to get the area of low pressure out of the region that brought all the rain to the state the last 36 to 48 hours. With that sun today, it'll be comfortable, 75, clear tonight, 50. More sun tomorrow, 66 to 71. Tomorrow night, clear, 40 to 45. It'll be sunny on Sunday and 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Hello.
Hey, guys. It is great to hear Chance Murray and Mr. Sokol again on the radio.
There's a lady that gets the show. Thank you so much.
Great to hear you.
Appreciate it. Chance Murray.
I appreciate the pronunciation.
Sokol.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, file this under ideas that might have sounded good on paper but really didn't work out well.
Is this prefaced with, hey, y'all, watch this?
You know, you would think so, except this, I guarantee you, this actually came out in a meeting, and somebody said, go with it. Supermarket chain in Norway is in trouble with customers after a Halloween stunt went bad. Because, again, someone at the marketing meeting said, you know what would be hilarious?
Uh-oh.
What we're going to do is we're going to take fake chopped off hands, and we're going to take fake chopped off feet, and we're going to put them in the meat case right next to the real meat.
Oh, my gosh.
It'll be hilarious. It wasn't. It was anything but. Children were terrified, adults upset, cats and dogs running scared in the street.
Mass hysteria.
Absolutely. It was pandelirium, as Jeff Foxworthy would say.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, it didn't end well, and I'm sure you got to think maybe someone got that email that just said, see me.
Yeah.
Mm. Or we need to have a talk.
Yeah, we need.
It's a similar one.
Another one. Yeah, it's a little troublesome there.
Ouch. So as the marketing guy, how would you have handled that after the fact?
As the marketing guy, I would have handled it before the fact saying, are you nuts?
No, I can see you coming back saying, you have every right to expect to go to the grocery store without seeing severed limbs in the meat case.
A customer has every expectation of having a tasteful and enjoyable shopping experience, and we regret this decision and thoroughly apologize.
Oh, that's PR speak. See, if I have ever heard it.
That's what I'm looking for.
You're good at that.
There you go. Hey, it's what I get paid to do. Let's see. Eight sixth graders in Brooklyn. This is just cleaning off the pile is what we're doing. Every Friday morning after the 8:30 news, you know, we're pretty much phoning it in for the last half hour. We're just cleaning off the stack of stuff that we haven't had a chance to talk about yet. So be looking through your stack of stuff. Yeah. If there's anything you want to talk about. Eight sixth graders in Brooklyn ended up in the hospital this week thanks to a substance that was released in a classroom.
What kind of substance?
Is this body spray?
Axe body spray.
I just saw that a couple minutes ago.
What?
School officials called for medical help when the kids started having trouble, and they later identified the source of the smell as the oh-so-pungent spray. It isn't clear whether it was an intentional or on accident, but the school says disciplinary action is pending. How does that work? Oh, yeah?
I heard they ended up calling in hazmat for it.
Well, that must have been the really nasty stuff.
It's like the can exploded, or were kids spraying each other?
No. It was the latter, not the former.
It's a teenage boy that's going, I smell.
Yeah, really. Yeah. And again, what does it speak to the vanity when sixth graders are going to school with Axe body spray?
I can only imagine marketing. The smells in the hallways of a school like that.
Well, you know, let's see, because half of them aren't wearing deodorant yet anyway because they forget.
Right.
The other half are wearing too much Axe body spray because they're self-conscious. And then some of them are coming back from athletics and didn't have time to shower. Mm. I mean,
that happened all the time.
Oh, same here. The smells of a middle school hallway is the thought of anything more frightening.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I've been saving this one.
Okay.
This is a story from, where was this? Was this Fast Company? Talking about the smells of cities.
Oh, okay.
And they started out by saying, yes, the scents of rosemary and lemon and lavender and so forth can help improve the memory of Alzheimer's patients. The smell of citrus can motivate people to clean their homes. Hmm. And sniffing spiced apples can lower blood pressure.
Really? Okay?
But then they start talking about how designers might improve the quality of life in cities if there was a certain smell to it.
Like a specific city?
Or? Well, they,
like Houston?
Here's a little pull
Pasadena?
Out, a little pull-out paragraph here. It says, whole cities can be defined by their scent. Streetscapes fill with the aroma of roasting coffee spilling from Seattle's cafes, or the bouquet of fruit and flowers at Amsterdam's markets, or the sugar and cinnamon wafting out of Viennese pastry shops.
What about
so
that's
forth.
Not Wait, the kind of smells I'm used to.
What about the
about?
Smell of stale human waste in New Orleans?
I was going to say, what do you call Bourbon Street then?
What do you call Texas City? You know, there is
money.
That is the smell of money.
In the past, it's been an accident waiting to happen, but
yeah. So should your city have a certain smell to it?
What smell? Well,
yeah, is it good or bad?
I'm going to put you on the spot then, Mr. City of College Station. What scent, what aroma should the city of College Station have? I mean, we are known for having a very large, and this is really going to buttonhole things. You know, we got a really big Cal College here in town. I mean, do we want to go with the scent of Hereford?
Oh, no, I got it. I got this.
Okay, what?
It should smell like napalm because of the Aggies, because napalm smells like victory.
I don't think that's going to go over with
That's going to hurt with marketing.
Yeah,
right up there with smelling like a feedlot. So there's any number of things that are on campus besides cattle. I was just borrowing the old Bob Mitchum line from filming a movie at some Cal College in Texas.
So oh, very good.
We've never been licked.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, I mean, you drive past a restaurant that sort of strategically pumps out some kitchen scents.
Now, the tinfoil hat in residence, Mr. DeLucia, who is not here this morning, ergo that's why we are, he would tell you he has a serious problem with using scent as a marketing tool.
Why is that?
Well, it goes all the way back to being in the grocery-torium. And let's say you walk down, I don't know, the coffee aisle, perhaps.
Okay.
And nowadays, you know, since all of the grocery-toriums have the grinders right there, that's the best-smelling aisle in the store.
Of course.
But let's say they have something, you know, a particular coffee brand has some sort of, they pay to have some sort of device that emits, you know, or, you know, wafts out an aroma and draws you into their product, perhaps.
And he doesn't like that.
No.
Why?
No. I don't know. I told him it's effective marketing, and he's an anti-capitalist socialist, but he didn't like that response.
Yeah, that's so. It. Delusions anti-capitalist.
Because when you look at him, you think of someone that would follow the teachings of Lenin. So
I think he just doesn't like
DeLuca's being a Leninist.
Yes.
Treated like a fly, you know, attracted by scents. I mean, as if we have no greater consciousness.
Well, but as Mr. Sokol said, the use of scents in treatment for Alzheimer's patients, it is a scientifically proven fact. And I am no specialist, and I don't pretend to play one, but it is a scientifically proven fact that the sense of smell will jog the memory more than any other of your five senses.
Your olfactory sense is the strongest sense that you have in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the point of this article is if businesses can use...
We've gone way off the rails.
No, not really.
Can you tell we're almost out of commercials, too? Because I would have dumped out a long time ago.
If businesses can use scents to target customers or even just develop some brand loyalty, then why can't urban planners and designers do the same to, you know, enhance our experience of urban environments?
So are you suggesting that we need to pump College Station with lemons and rosemary?
I don't, you know, I'm just throwing
it
out
like
there.
A rotisserie chicken.
I don't know about lemons and rosemary because, as you pointed out, it might make me hungry for rotisserie chicken, and then that would make me fat, and it would be College Station's fault, and I could, you know,
you
really
could sue
blame
the city.
Blame them for all sorts of things.
Forget I ever mentioned this.
Yes, exactly. It never happened. One thing that, you know, one scent that you can never go wrong with, in my opinion, is lavender.
I was thinking cotton candy.
What are you, seven? Hello?
The scent for College Station should be fresh mown grass. Oh. That would be the yard police and the roommate police needing freshly mown grass.
All right.
Okie dokie.
Stop to argue with that.
Make the city look pretty.
I'm not gonna ask for a response
on
that one. So you're welcome. In fact, I think now's the opportune time to take a commercial break.
Please hit the button.
Texas A&M football is back at Kyle Field, and Texas A&M Transportation Services offers convenient game day parking in and around campus for $10, $15, and $20. Public pay parking lots are located near the Bonfire Memorial, Bush Library, Veterinary Medical Center, and the Central and Northside parking garages. Free shuttles run to many on-campus lots, and the Get to the Grid shuttle runs to and from Post Oak Mall. For additional game day traffic and parking information, visit transport.tamu.edu.
Hi, I'm Jason Byinski, Mayor of Bryan. I don't know if you've heard my opponent's commercials. Apparently, he's been visiting some other city named Bryan. His Bryan is nothing but negative. The Bryan that you and I live in is growing and prospering. We have new businesses opening every month, like the IMAX last month and the new shopping centers opening soon. We have new employers moving to town, like Axis Pipe and Tube and biomedical companies. We have new streets and sidewalks going in. We have some of the lowest electric rates in the state, and our property tax rate is going down, not up. We have a great downtown with new businesses and a rotating crown on the Queen. Our Bryan's best days are ahead. Continue this momentum by rejecting my opponent's negative views. I need your vote to keep Brian moving forward.
Vote for Mayor Jason Byinski on November 5th. Don't forget that early voting begins on October 21st. Paid for by the Jason Byinski Campaign. Emmanuel Glockson, Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Donna from the Jewelry and Coin Exchange with exciting news. We're having a retirement liquidation sale. You know the Jewelry and Coin Exchange has the best everyday prices in town for fine and fashion jewelry, diamonds, and sterling silver. Our everyday prices are lower than the sale prices at other jewelry stores. And now we're liquidating wall-to-wall up to 50% off. Hurry into the Jewelry and Coin Exchange on South College Avenue in the IHOP Center. Open extended hours Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 4.
News Talk 1620 WTAW 849. Take another look at your Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call today and ask about their checkup program, a twice-a-year checkup to keep your family comfortable all year long. Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-690-2278. Sunshine today, as if you can't tell by looking out the window right now, it is gorgeous out there. 78 for a high today, 51 for a low tonight. Sunshine tomorrow and a high in the lower 70s. Cooling off to the lower 50s tonight and winds out of the north at 10 to 15 tomorrow. It's going to feel, it may even feel like a jacket day if you're cool-natured. You may want a jacket all day tomorrow. Certainly as we start talking football tomorrow night. Football tonight, you're going to want a jacket. Football tomorrow night at A&M, you're definitely going to want a jacket with the 8 o'clock kickoff. Lows in the mid-40s tomorrow night. And then on Sunday, sunshine with a high of about 70. Still 52 degrees right now at 850. Seems we're split up on a whole lot in this country. You know, this seems like a very divisive time in which we live.
Agreed.
But apparently we may have more in common than you think.
Really?
Well, the Associated Press took it upon themselves to comb through some studies to discover what actually unites the United States. And they found 11 things that, at least according to the studies that they looked through, 11 things that they say 90% of Americans believe in.
This is according to the Associated Press.
This is according to the Associated Press based on their research of a number of studies that they looked through.
Could I venture a guess?
Well, hey, but I'm just setting the parameters, okay? This is not my opinion. This is not me reading one study. This is me reading the AP's report on their research based on a number of studies. All right, so what do you think's on the list?
I'm going to say Italian food because everybody likes Italian food.
You would be grossly incorrect. I hate to break it to you. Mr. Sokol, would you like to?
Well, I'm not sure if these are concrete things or if you're talking
it's
about
more,
ideals.
Yeah, it's ideals, I think, yeah, would be more of the and there's a couple of things that would be concrete, but most of them are just kind of abstract principles, shall we say.
All right. I'm not going to venture a guess yet because I don't want to see where the direction of where you're going.
Okay. Mr. Kevin, you there?
Yes.
Okay. Any thoughts on these 11 things that, according to the AP, says 90% of Americans can believe in?
I'm going to say freedom.
Freedom. I'm going to give you credit for that one because our country, we're very patriotic. Regardless of political persuasion, 90% of Americans believe in this nation. And I'm right there with you. You know, we have bad days, but this is still the best place on earth.
Wait a second. Believe in the nation? I mean, yeah. When you say believe it exists, believe
no.
What about it? When people say believe in, what
they
do they mean exactly?
You believe in the idea of the United States of America as still being the great experiment that it is.
They love the USA.
So it's as simple as that. All right. Did you, based on that, still?
Yeah, I'm still fuzzy on it. Because if it's something like, I believe we should all have the right to vote. Well, we are, you know.
Yeah.
You actually just got one.
Okay. That's part of the direction it's going.
Actually, the 90% of Americans believe you should always vote.
I see.
So it's not a right to vote, but that you should always
only
vote.
Only 10% right. Do, but they don't think
right.
You should.
Yeah. And isn't that amazing what the turnout is compared to what apparently the percentage of belief is? So just going through this, and if you have any comments, you know, fire off when ready. I was surprised by this one. Top of the list, 90% of Americans believe in God.
Really?
I was surprised it was that high.
90%?
90% of Americans apparently believe in God.
All right.
Then we have, so we've gotten three down. We've got God, patriotism, and that you should always vote. 90% of Americans apparently believe in preventing terrorism. I'm really surprised that isn't higher. One would think 100% of Americans would believe in preventing terrorism.
That's interesting they've made the list.
Maybe it's a little oversimplistic as far as the methods, but preventing terrorism. 90% of Americans believe, and I'm surprised by this one, they believe that cloning is wrong.
That surprises me, too.
It's on the list.
90%?
This is according to the Associated Press, combing through a number of studies that 90% of Americans believe cloning is wrong. 90% of Americans apparently believe everyone should have an equal opportunity to succeed.
All right.
And why shouldn't we? I would hope that that would have been higher. 90% of Americans believe in getting more than a high school education.
All right.
And I can see, you know, certainly that could go in any number of directions. Trade school, junior college, graduate right. school, bachelor's degrees, whole nine yards. This one, a bit controversial, but just roll it out there. 90% of Americans apparently believe in birth control. So there you are with that.
All right.
Getting rich by working hard. 90% of Americans believe that is possible or believe in it. Staying true to your spouse. 90% of
Americans. Really?
Yet the divorce rate is 50%. So, I mean, and I'm just reading them, all right? And then finally, apparently, and this one's very controversial, and so we'll just leave it here and move on, perhaps, that according to the Associated Press, combing across several different studies, that 90% of Americans believe in teaching sex education in public schools. And I am very much surprised that that number
That's
is that
an
high.
Interesting list. Hmm. That's an interesting collection.
It really is.
Of,
and then that's why I wanted to
concepts.
Share it. It's not necessarily for yuck-yucks or anything like that. It's things that make you go, huh. Not hmm, because that would probably be a copyright infringement. But things that make you go, huh, how am I there? So.
Who knew?
Who knew? Let's see. Gosh, I had something, and then I lost it. Story of this show. Fort Pierce, Florida police responded to a possible home burglary early one morning. Upon arrival, an officer spoke with a woman who didn't live at the home. Her name is Lisa. Said she was arriving at her own home and noticed food was missing. Lisa Matos says she pays rent for her place by buying food for the house she was at and became very angry because a bag of crab legs was missing.
I'd be mad, too.
Yeah. I hate it when that happens.
They're always the last place you look, especially if they're attached to the crab still.
Oh, yeah.
The officer determined there was no crime, but Matos kept yelling foul language at neighbors and police, and that'll get you police attention every time.
Yes, it will.
As police spoke to Matos, she went into the home, grabbed a bunch of chicken, and tried to walk away. I guess a little quid pro quo, Clarice. Police handcuffed Matos and put her in a patrol vehicle. Police noted Matos was, would you be surprised, intoxicated.
No.
And used excessive profanity. Hello?
Chase, do they say what the dates of those studies were? Because some of those just seem outdated, not implausible. But
yeah, that's a good point. Thanks for the call. Yeah, it just, and again, it's just according to the prep service that we have here. So take it for what it's worth. But yeah, some of those do seem outdated. At least what you would think for the times in which we live.
Yeah, it's trouble believing it.
Yeah, it's not exactly the most believable thing. A Georgia school bus driver liked one of her 12-year-old passengers so much that she decided to keep her instead of dropping her off at the bus stop.
Yikes.
Look what followed me home.
Cheryl Rogers was at home on Tuesday afternoon when her 13-year-old daughter walked into the house and informed her that her little sister was still on the bus and that the driver wanted to speak with her. When Rogers went outside, the bus had already driven off. Fearing the worst, Rogers hopped in her car to chase the bus, and believe it or not, she called 911. Sheriff's deputy stops the bus 2 miles from the home, well off of its route. Officials identified 50-year-old Jennifer Cornelia Foster as the driver. Rogers said the bus driver was full of excuses. The school district has suspended Foster while the incident is under investigation. That sounds very, very scary.
That's creepy.
You need to get a cat. If you start feeling like you want to take kids, you need to get a cat or a dog or something.
I think that's probably not
some
a bad
plants.
Idea.
So. Take care of something.
Speaking of terrifying, Colorado couple discovered that their Honda Element was torn apart by vandals and thieves. Delivery driver knocked on their door Tuesday and alerted them to the destruction that happened to their vehicle during the night. The vandals were a pack of bears.
Wow. Did they have food in their car?
Well, it's funny you should bring that up. You want to talk about how little it takes to attract the attention of a bear. Even your average bear. The animals may have been attracted by a package of gum and cement.
That was it?
That was it, apparently.
Wow.
Terrifying. You go out there and, you know.
Honey, would you go check out that noise?
Yeah, and suddenly your face gets eaten.
Bear.
Yeah. Let's see. I think it's time for something we didn't do yesterday, which is on this day in history.
Oh, yeah, you're right, yeah. We didn't.
Let's see. On this date in history, 1512, because someone wrote it down, thankfully, the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel painted by Michelangelo was exhibited to the public for the first time. And I'm going to go on the record and say, somebody walked in there and go, eh.
That's it?
What's the big deal?
Yeah.
I guarantee you. This date in 1870, In the United States, the Weather Bureau, later renamed the National Weather Service, made its first official meteorological forecast. And I'm sure
it was wrong.
Yep. Yeah. I'm betting so.
Yeah.
Sports fans, this date in 1913, the forward pass gained national prominence when used in Notre Dame's startling upset of Army 35-13. Yes.
That was kind of a big deal.
Because they used the forward pass. Just a few years before, the forward pass had been authorized by a rules committee of what would become the National Collegiate Athletic Association.
Very good.
That's where the big difference where football truly divorced itself from rugby was because of the forward pass, because you cannot throw a forward pass in rugby.
Okay. Can you imagine being the team victimized first by the forward pass?
They was cheating.
Cheating. And cheating ain't fair. Rick, come on, ref.
Yeah. I'm sure that fan existed at the time. That fan, I think, has persisted.